Community Day in Lipsick. It's your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard, good morning. And a beautiful day here in Lipsick as we enjoy some sunshine. Looks like a high of 83 today. Do have some patchy fog around the area. And looks like so far just one school delay this morning. Patrick Henry, two-hour delay. And it's a service of Blanchard Valley Health System, McGuire Wholesale, LaRich, Chevy Cadillac, downtown Findlay. Email alerts, text messages, sign up over at WKXA.com. And we are set up in front of the community center, the Lipsick Community Center, and outside. Wonderful flowers out here, John Rodriguez. He is the police chief. Good morning.
Morning to you, too.
I'm glad you could stop by and join us here. And you, I have been full-time Lipsick. You call him, are you a Lipsickite, or how do you?
I'm sorry?
Are you a Lipsickite, or? From Lipsick, right?
Yes, so. I'm from Lipsick, yes. Born and raised here, 55 years. Yes, I have.
Very good. And you've worked for the Putnam County Sheriff?
Yes, I worked there part-time 15 years, and I came over to Lipsick PD a couple years ago and became the chief here.
So, yeah, we were trying people call you, well, they probably call you some other names, but.
Yes, they do. I got all nicknames. It's all good. It's all good.
The chief. So we'll call you the chief here this morning. And we got a bee run around here.
Yes, we do.
Having fun. So that's probably the most complaints you get about it, maybe the trains that are stopped out here.
Right.
Especially
yeah.
5 in the morning.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. One day we had a train that was stuck about here for 8 hours.
Oh.
8 hours.
That blocked off the whole town.
Yes, probably. It did. You know, it's a big problem with the semis.
They're trying to move. And
well, they passed this federal law now. Well, we cannot cite.
Oh. Right.
These trains anymore after 5 minutes.
Wow. Well, the train this morning that I was stopped by was full of cars and maybe trucks. I'm not sure, but
well, you heard
brand new.
You heard about the old John Dillinger back in the day here.
Oh.
He had some relatives here. The reason why he never robbed a bank here in Lipsick because of all the trains.
Yeah.
We got one over here going.
Because he couldn't get out of town.
That's right. That's right.
That's funny. Yeah, now you remember, remind me, there's a museum here at the center.
Yes, and you'll be talking to Jim Russell. He's a history buff on that.
Oh, yeah. I look forward to that.
He knows everything about the Lipsick.
Very good. So what do you like about Lipsick?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I like the, as you get older, you know, it's just cold weather. Other than that, you know, I love it. You know, I've been living here all my life here in Lipsick, and it's a great town. I love it.
It seems busy once you when we started. We were here a couple weeks ago, walking the streets, and like, wow, there's a lot down here.
Yeah, there's. I mean, we have. There's a lot of things that we missed. You know, we had the old Mags Hotel down here, that, and then we had the Smokies that burned down.
Right.
And we had another building over here on the side. Used to be like a Double J's bar, and that's gone. So,
well, what you have here is busy and a lot of traffic coming through on 613 and 65.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yes.
All good. You got a lot of folks outside of town and ProTech and such. So.
Oh, yes. And that's one thing that's great about the town of Lipsick is we got Mars, you know, the dog food company, and we got ProTech, and then we got Poet, too, and out here, too.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk Lipsick sports. You have a daughter who plays volleyball, right?
Yes, she does. Maddie Rodriguez, she plays for the varsity volleyball team. They won last night, too.
Very good.
It's a great team.
That's good.
And we have a great football team, too, also, too.
Oh, Joe
and
Kirkendall.
The golf team, she said. The golf team is 25-3 right now.
Oh, my gosh. What's her home team? Or home course, I mean.
I'm sorry?
You know their home course?
No, I don't.
I'm not sure.
No,
where.
Nope.
Well, that's good. Joe Kirkendall, we had the Lipsick game. Lipsick and Liberty Benton, and that game came. That guy does not give up. Joe Kirkendall.
I think it was like the third quarter. I kind of like just left, and I heard the fourth quarter got better. I didn't know how close it got, but I tell you what, he did a great job. They did a great job on doing that.
Oh yeah, so very good. So are you? Do you have any other officers on the force here
in
Lipsick?
Yes, I got three other full timers. Then I got two auxiliaries that work for me.
Okay.
Yep. So there's a total of four full-time officers and two auxiliaries. Yeah.
Okay. I was talking to Jeff Evers from the Village Hardware, and he's a volunteer fireman in Ottawa. And we were talking about how, you know, the volunteers, especially for fire departments, saves a lot of money. Yeah, I know it's volunteer, but a lot of people maybe complain about the cost, but the cost to have a full-time fire department would just be impossible.
It comes down to everything's about money, you know.
Yeah,
And these guys do a good job, these volunteer guys doing that.
Yeah, the trucks and equipment are enough. But
oh, yes.
But to have a full-time staff would cost even more. So, very good. Chief John Rodriguez. No one call you Johnny Rodriguez because that's a country singer. So, very good. You're on patrol this morning as we speak.
So. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Very good. Thanks for all you do, Chief John Rodriguez.
Well, thank you.
Here
appreciate
this morning.
Part
of the good stuff. Thanks to TJD Industrial Services. Bailey Zimmerman on the way.
This is Tim Durbin with TJD Industrial Services.